when we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
You see, sin separates from God. We have a sin debt that must be paid. That is the bad, bad news. If you can't pay that sin debt, if it's not being paid for you, you're going to die and you're going to go to hell and you're going to pay forever and ever and ever for your sin. That's just the truth. Fortunately for us, the best and greatest thing is called the gospel. My friends, the gospel means the good news. Bad news is you're a dirty, filthy, rotten sinner on your way to hell because you can't pay your sin debt. Good news is somebody paid it for you. His name's Jesus, and he wants to give it to you so that he can set you free. So the Bible assures us of the good news of the gospel. Paul defines it for us in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins." Are you keeping up? Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. That, my friend, is the good news. That is the gospel. Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross to pay your sin debt. He was buried, but he arose again. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That's what we must receive. In a nutshell, the gospel means Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and then he rose again on the third day. Because he did that, that ensured that our sin debt can be paid. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he," meaning God, "hath made him," meaning Jesus, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin." He didn't know no sin. He never sinned. He's a perfect, spotless Lamb of God who never sinned. But yet he became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, since he paid your sin debt, since he's the perfect holy one, we are saved and can be made righteous in God's eyes through him. Exclusively through Jesus. It's only through Jesus. Don't listen to these people on TV that tell you there's many ways to heaven. There is one single door to heaven, and that door is the Lord Jesus. There's no other way to get in. You can't get over it. You can't get under it. You can't go around it. You must come through the door. Jesus said, "I am the door. I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life." There's no other way to heaven but through Jesus Christ. It's called the gift of God. We find it mentioned back in Romans 6:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God." Aren't you glad of that little three-little word right there of "but"? We're all sinners. We're all bound for hell. But the gift of God. There's good news. It's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is how we can receive the new birth. So the free gift of life is eternal life, which is salvation. How we receive the free gift of salvation? We clearly must understand that the only way to be saved is to be born again. And the only way we can be born again is through what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Exclusively. 100%. We read it again in what Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So being born again is not a physical birth, it's a spiritual birth. It means being born again into the kingdom of God. The only way to do that is by believing in the gospel. And that is the finished work of Christ on the cross. We've already explained it. He paid your sin debt. Therefore, we must receive him as our Savior. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So it's exclusive. It's exclusive. Part of salvation is realizing that you're a sinner. And part of that is your desire to no longer be a sinner, but to live for Jesus and for him to take the sin from you. The people get real hung up when you mention the word repent. "Oh, he's teaching works. Repentance is not works. Repentance is a gift that God gives you. Repentance is realizing that you don't want to be a filthy, rotten, dirty sinner, and you want to turn from your sin and turn to Jesus to save you. That's repentance. That's not a work. That's a realization. I'm a dirty sinner. I don't want to be. I want Jesus. He's my Savior. And so it's all part of salvation, repentance. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repent or perish, he said. True repentance comes from your heart. It's not just being sorry. There are people on in the jail right now that will tell you they're sorry they committed the crime. They're sorry they got caught is what they mean. But they're not truly, truly sorry for their crime. Some may be. But most are not. They're just sorry they got caught and now they're sitting in jail paying for their crime. It's not just being sorry. You can be sorry all day long. That doesn't save you. That's not repentance. Repentance comes from deep inside and God starts it within you. It's a working down in your heart, realizing it's making you see sin the way God sees sin. That's what it is. And you don't want to be that way. It's a sickness over the fact that you're a sinner and an overwhelming desire not to sin anymore. So essentially, repentance is turning from sin and to the loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Salvation comes, as we've already read from Paul in Ephesians, by grace through faith. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And finally, the Bible says, in Romans 10, 9 through 11, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Listen, let me give you just a quick overview. Everyone is a sinner. Because we're sinners, we have a sin debt and we cannot go to heaven. We will go to hell to pay for our sin. The only way to get to heaven is to have that sin debt paid for. The only way it can be paid for is if somebody can afford it. The only person that can afford it was Jesus Christ, because it took blood. It took blood. And the only blood that was righteous and pure and holy was the Lord Jesus' blood. He paid our sin debt. Jesus died on the cross to pay their sin debt, and his free gift is to us of salvation. And just like any gift, you must receive it for it to be yours. If somebody come up to you and they said, listen, I've got a gift for you, you'll think, oh, good, I love gifts. I love to get gifts. But you never took it from them. Well, they kept walking by saying, I've got your free gift. I've got your free gift. I've got your free gift. And you just kept sitting there looking at them. Yeah. I got a free gift. But you never take it. Then it's not yours. It belongs to you. It's giving to you freely. It doesn't going to cost you a thing. All you got to do is take it. Jesus is a free gift to us. It's what he's done for us. The gospel message is a free gift. But we must receive it for it to be ours. To receive the gift of God, we must believe in the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We must, as part of salvation, repent of our sins, which means turning from them and unto Jesus. And by faith we believe and we receive him as our Savior. By grace through faith. It's simply a faith thing. Why do you think they call this a religion of faith? It's because we believe it. So we believe all these things I've talked about. We believe that. So it's not simply just saying a 1, 2, 3, repeat after me prayer that saves you. I'm fully convinced there's thousands of people today that's done that and they're lost as lost can be. Somebody asked them if they want to be saved and they said yes, and they said, well, say these words after me. 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. And they did that. And then somebody said, well, now you've been saved. And there was never a difference in their life. The new creature never manifested itself. There was never an internal change on that person. And they were not saved. Unless you believe the gospel and understand you're a sinner and you receive Christ as your Savior, is the only way to salvation. Somebody else can't pray you into heaven and save you. you must be the one to receive it. Now I want to ask you, sitting here right now, however way you're listening, has there ever been a time when by faith you believe the gospel, you turn from your sins, and you turn to Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? Has there ever been a time you've done that? Because if you've not, I want to tell you something. You right now are lost. You are going to hell. Unless you get saved, you're going to hell. There's no other way around it. I want to ask you this morning, if you've never received Christ, Sister June, please come and get an invitation song. If you were to die this very moment, do you know that you know that you know you'd be in the presence of the Lord? Or do you wonder, do you doubt, are you not sure? Because if you're not, you need to be sure. You need to be sure. As Sister June plays, I want to ask everybody to stand this morning. And I'm going to pray. And as I'm praying, if you need to come to the altar, whether it be for salvation, maybe you're backslidden, maybe you need to get right with the Lord, whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to come to this altar today. And I want to meet you down here and pray with you. As we pray right now, you come. Everybody's got their eyes closed. Nobody's looking. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord, for the message this morning. God, you know every heart, every mind in this building right now, God. Lord, you know those that are truly not saved. God, you know those that are unsure. God, you know those that are just riding the fence right now, God. And Lord, they need to be saved. God, they need to know that they know that they're going to heaven. God, would you convict that heart right now? Give them the realization if they were to die this very moment, God, they would wind up in hell. And they need to have something done for it. God, we know you gave us Jesus to pay that sin debt. And we don't have to go to hell. Is there one today, Lord? Is there one? If you need help today, you come to this altar. Let me pray with you. Don't leave here defeated. Don't leave here unsure. Don't leave here lost. The Bible says that now is the second time. Today is the day of salvation. It does not say tomorrow. It doesn't say some other time next week. Or under your favorite preacher. Or your favorite church. Or anything like that. It says now, today. If you walk up that door right now, and I never see you again, will I see you in heaven? If you don't know for a fact, friend, you need to come and you need to pray.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.